Hello everyone, it is Friday the 21st of August and it is about 20 past 9 in the evening. I am home now. I got home this afternoon. So my hotel training away at class for this bit of my training is now over. That's all done. So I just thought I'd give you a quick update on what happened for the last few days. So on Wednesday, which was day 10, we did free running, and we had a different trainer. It was a guy called Pete, and it was because Judith were in hospital, were had to go to hospital. So Pete took us free running. We went up to those lovely kennels, which the name of slips my mind at minute. So we went there. They've got a big field where we could take dogs for a run. It was quite interesting actually because, hello Johnny, it was quite interesting because they both were very, very responsive with the recall procedure, which for those of you that don't know is three whistles. You have a whistle that guide dogs provide you with. Three whistles, and you have to reward with food when the dog comes back, and then you can get it under control. But you first get hold of it, obviously, before you give it its food, because it would run off otherwise. So that were quite good. At first, Iris went to Jeremy. And I think it's because he was the nearest person to her that she knew had got food. And with her being a Labrador, you know what Labrador's first things is food. So and that, but then once she realised and I called her and whistled again, she was straight on me. She was straight there. And that were good. It were really, really good. On Thursday, or also Wednesday afternoon, we had a visit from the branch's care and welfare officer, and she gave us a talk about vets and treatments and worming and fleas and ticks and all kinds of things like that, and just wanted to ask us a few questions. Thursday, Judith was back and we saw Pete again because we did more traffic. And Iris, after a bit, she's a very confident little dog, but she has a sensitive side as well. She has a little things that make her a little bit insecure and a little bit, I'm not sure, I don't like this, not that I don't want to do it for you, but I really don't like it, and I am a bit scared. And she got where she was getting quite reluctant to go up to curbs because she thought every road we were going to cross that we were going to get driven at, especially when we were doing far traffic, which she did very well with. And we did near traffic as well, which I can practice at home just to keep that side of the of the traffic situation up. And then this morning we did bus travel, so which is quite self-explanatory, I suppose. So and then we came home, and Dominic came to pick me up, and we got home, and then since we've been home, I've done obedience with her. Her and Johnny have had a play. I've done grooming with her, and obviously she's had a tea. Not obviously. I don't know why I keep saying that. It seems to be this word at the minute that everybody keeps saying, and it's rather catching, but very annoying at the same time. So I do apologise, because it isn't obvious. What's obvious about it? Yes, she has had her tea, and Johnny has had his as well. I fed Iris and Dominic fed Johnny, and we fed them both at the same time. I just wanted to do it in a controlled environment in case there were any argy-bargy about food, which there wasn't, so... but it's probably a good idea anyway until Iris gets settled in a bit more for me to feed her and Dominic to feed Johnny. So Dominic's been taking Johnny out for a walk while I've been doing Iris's obedience and bits and pieces, so that he, not that he doesn't distract us, but it is kind of that, but I don't want him to get upset either. So, because I shouted at Iris earlier on, and he's a very sensitive dog, and he went and sat in the corner like a naughty boy. It was so funny. Oh dear, but I am glad to be home. I have got a long weekend ahead, because I won't be doing any training. Start my training again on Monday afternoon. So hopefully I can try and find things to fill my time and keep occupied. Because as I've been told, and as I, or you know, I've discovered, there's only so much grooming, obedience, playing, etc. that you can do in a day before you and your dog start climbing walls. And I don't want to be that back in that situation again. Although I do feel now that 3 minutes and 7 seconds. I have got a lot of a stronger bond with Iris. I know how she ticks now, or I know a lot of how she ticks. She's got to know me. She is still testing, and she's going to keep on testing to see how far she can push. See what little chinks are in my armour. And at the end of the day, I've got to be a good play actor so that I don't show her those chinks, and I show her that I'm in charge and she's got to do as she's told. She's ever so keen to work, ever so keen. In fact, she goes at 100 mile an hour. I have to slow her down. She's like, yes, we've got to get there. Come on, we'll get there. We'll get there now. Kind of thing, which is, it's a good characteristic, sorry, I'll get there eventually, to have, but you know, you have to be in charge, you have to slow them down and say, no, I want to walk at this speed actually, and we'll get there when I want to get there, not when you want to get there, and you don't even know where we're going, so, no. But we'll get there. You know, it's going to take time. It is going to take time. It's only been, not even 2 weeks yet. So things seem to be going all right. She's listening to me anyway. Her obedience is good. She takes her time sitting, and I have to give her a correction. And then she, normally on second time she'll do it unless she's really, really, really distracted. Like she were the other day, and I had to put like a level 6 correction in for her or something. And I felt awful doing it, but she just weren't taking any notice. Not any notice at all. It was like, uh-huh, shut up. Shut up, I'm not listening to you, I'm just watching these over here. Shut up. Stop. And all of a sudden I just gave her this level 6, and it was like, whoa. Okay, I'll sit. I'll be good. I'll sit. Please don't do that again. But with some dogs, that's what you have to do. So, and she's kind of one of those dogs. I think it just depends what mood they're in, to be honest. The dogs, that is. They all have the little things, don't they? The little traits and the little testy things to see, like I said earlier on, how far they can push and what your limits are and what your chinks are. So, but she seems to have settled okay, and that's the main thing. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that we were home, and And I am tired. I can't wait to get in my own bed tonight. And I've missed Dominic so much.